A teacher I'll never forget. 1. Alan.
I was very fortunate in high school to have one particularly good teacher for a subject called social studies, which incorporates history and geography. And I think the thing that made this teacher so good was that he not only had a terrific sense of humour, but he also had an ability to control the class in such a way that we always paid attention when he wanted us to pay attention. But he could always get us to laugh at the same time. So he had a way of kind of being very fluid in his teaching style. And he'd do crazy things like, you know, sometimes he'd stand on a desk and recite a poem, or he'd draw funny pictures on the blackboard. But I never forget him. His name was Mr. Sparks, which I think is a fantastic name for a teacher anyway. And he'd stand at the front of the class. He had this kind of, he had a sort of a funny, short, pointy beard and glasses and this kind of greying, slicked back hair. And he'd stand there and look at us with an imperious look on his face and then tell a joke. It'd just make us all laugh.
2. John.
I had a teacher at school who was just awful. He taught French and German, and his name was Colin Tivy. Ooh, I'll never forget that name. It sends shivers down my spine just to hear it. I mean, it wasn't that he was a bad teacher. In fact, he used to get very good results. It was the way he got those results. He taught out of pure fear. All the kids were scared stiff of him. So you'd do his homework first and best, because the last thing you wanted was to make a mistake. I mean, if you made a mistake, in homework or in class, you had to write it out 100 times that night. He'd been a soldier in the army, and he'd worked as an interrogator, and that was just how he taught. We had to stand in a line outside his classroom, and when he was ready, he'd shout, "Get in, men!" and we'd all march into class. And as the lesson went through, he'd pace up and down the classroom, and he used to wear those kind of shoes that didn't make a noise, you know. And the worst feeling in the whole world was when you knew he was just behind you. You were waiting for a smack on the back of the head. But the worst was when he picked you up by the hairs on the back of your neck. Oh, that hurt!
3. Lizzie.
The teacher I remember most from school days was a teacher called Miss Potts. She was a history teacher and I was about 13 or 14 years old. We were all very interested in fashion and Miss Potts used to wear the most amazing things to come in to teach. So she was a very memorable teacher. Every day we'd be asking ourselves, what's she going to wear today? She'd wear blue tights with red skirts and very red jumpers and very bright red lipstick. And she'd come teetering into the classroom on very high heels. And we thought she looked wonderful. But the very best thing about Miss Potts was the way, in fact, she taught history. It's what makes her most memorable. She not only brought history to life, but she made it seem dead easy. She didn't just act it out for us. But the way she described the characters from history made us feel as if we knew them. And sometimes, instead of writing essays, we would do cartoon strips of the different tales from history, and we loved it. She was a brilliant, brilliant teacher. It's interesting, because I think another teacher who was called Miss Potts would probably have been called Potty or given such a name as that, but there was something about her that we respected so much that she just never had a nickname.
4. Kate.
My favourite is called Mr. Brown. We call him Brownie, but not to his face. We wouldn't dare. He's my PE teacher, and he's great. He'll joke and make fun of you, but never in a horrible, nasty way. And we like to pull his leg too. He's bald, poor guy. Totally bald. But when it's his birthday, we'll ask him if he wants a comb or a brush or something like that. But there's a line we all know we can't cross. We have a lot of respect for him as a teacher, and he treats us totally fairly, but he also keeps his distance. He never tries to be one of us. Oh, no. If a teacher ever tries to be, you know, a teenager like us, same music, same clothes, same jokes, it just doesn't work. But there's another side to Brownie. He's also head of discipline in the school. So whenever a student, you know, misbehaves or cheeks a teacher, they get sent to Mr. Brown, and he scares the pants off them. And when he shouts, boy, he is absolutely terrifying. No one but no one messes with Mr. Brown.